You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Remote work. According to a Gallup survey, 43% of Americans said they spent at least some time working remotely last year. And that number's up from the last survey in 2012. It's similar to how work is changing in other ways. Flexible scheduling, unlimited paid time off. In short, things millennials in particular seem to want. But how does it really work out if you're working from out of the office? One company is taking the idea of remote work to the extreme. It's called WeRoam, and it takes professionals on a 12-month round-the-world trip where they work remotely on their own time. Here's what it's like to do that.
Hi there. My name's Rachel Reif, and I am currently a roamer on WeRoam's first tour, Polaris. I originally reside in Venice Beach, California. I'm 32 years old and a senior project manager at Cali One Services, a residential and commercial solar installation company. Right now, we are recording this in Berlin in the middle of town at a super cool co-working space. The most interesting thing about this journey has been working California hours throughout South America, Africa, and now Europe. It's been about just being fluid and rearranging my days and not getting used to any set schedule. The main thing I've learned is to never not do anything I want to do. So that usually means getting in 4 to 5 good hours on the computer and setting up my work day from my phone and not missing out on dinners and festivities and anything I want to do around the city. After this year, I will have worked in 6 continents and numerous countries on California hours, which I think will be my greatest achievement, along with meeting such amazing people and truly having the most interesting and diverse year of my life.
Okay, Allison, I listened to that and I think, boy, that sounds really cool. And then the other part of me says, wait a minute, how does that work out for her boss? And can you really be productive when you are working all over the world? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it depends on the job. There's some jobs where you really do need to be physically present in the same space as your coworkers. But there's some jobs where you probably could do it from anywhere. I think the key is that the remote person's manager has to really be managing them. You need a boss who is able to judge people by the results that they're getting, who will spot it and address it if the person isn't producing the results that you'd expect to see, who's going to check in regularly enough that everyone stays connected and stays aligned about the work. I think where you see problems develop with remote work, there's usually a manager who isn't doing his or her job. But if you have a good manager, letting people work remotely can be a pretty great way of attracting and retaining good people. I mean, who doesn't want to do that?
There's this Gallup poll that says 43% of Americans say they spent at least some time working remotely in the last year, and that number is up. Do you think remote work is a trend? And is it actually sustainable?
Yeah, I think it's one of the biggest workplace trends that we've seen in the last decade or more. And I think we're going to be seeing it more and more. And it's really helped along by technology. We have the technology today that makes it possible for a huge number of people to do their jobs remotely when, you know, 15 years ago, they couldn't do it. So, and I also think that we're seeing more and more people look for at least some amount of remote work. Maybe it's not 100% of the time, but maybe it's every Friday from home or every other Friday. I think there's more demand for that, and that employers who want to attract the strongest employees are going to have to be accommodating about that interest.
Allison, you'll be with us every month giving advice on life in the office. And if anybody's got questions, you can email weekend@marketplace.org. Follow us on Twitter. We're MarketplaceWKND. And we'll put a link to your advice in our newsletter. Details on how to subscribe to that are at marketplace.org. Allison Green, Ask a Manager, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To learn more about WeRoam, we got Nathan Yates on the line. He's one of the company's founders. Welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Where are you?
I kind of end up asking myself that when I wake up a lot these days, but I'm in Berlin at the moment.
Okay. And can you explain how this business works?
Yeah. So essentially, we curate groups of professionals who have the ability to work remotely. And we get them in groups and kind of build out these itineraries where they can travel together in these communities around the world, stopping for 1 month at a time at different cities. We take care of all of the logistics, the travel between destinations, cool professional development projects, different cultural events along the way, and they pay us a monthly fee.
Yeah, I ran through your numbers. It looks like they pay somewhere between $2,000 and $5,000 for a reservation and then $2,000 a month?
That's correct. It does also includes accommodations and access to 24/7 workspace as well.
What kind of businesses do you partner with and how do you pitch to them, hey, working with us is a good idea?
It's fairly complicated, right? Most people assume, and I think I did too getting into this, that it would be a lot of freelancers, the tech community comes to mind. Part of it was conscious, but some, part of it too was just where the market's going. We found that we were putting together a pretty diverse group of people. We have everyone from doctors and lawyers and finance people to marketers to programmers to engineers, people in fashion. It's less about the type of work they're doing or the type of role that they're in and more about the type of company that they work for. And so we are, you mentioned partnering with the companies themselves. So that's actually a big part of our focus. To your question about, you know, what is in it for them, right?
Yeah.
It really comes down to, I think, three things mainly. It's about recruiting, it's about retention, and it's about development.
Well, you know, one thing I'm curious about is, so $2,000 a month is not a small amount of money. Do you end up, do you think, with a sort of elite group of travelers moving around the world? Or is this a business where you could see it being offered at a lower price point? And you know, if companies get more involved, sort of to a broader swath of workers?
We are always looking for ways to be able to provide this and make this reality for a larger group of people, right? And so you're right. And at the moment, $2,000 a month, it almost has to be a situation where that's replacing your rent, right? And
right.
For people in New York and LA and London and Berlin and Sydney, a lot of people are paying more than that for apartments. Being
yeah.
able to give up their apartment and do this and get all the travel and stuff, it makes sense. But there is a struggle kind of outside of that. And if you talk about we have a lot of interest from people in South America and some other developing countries in Asia. It can be a struggle to make the finances work, and even in the heartland of the U.S. in some cases. So I think the way you bridge that gap is the companies getting more involved and treating this as a benefit and supplementing some of the cost. And we are looking into doing trips that are a little bit more modified. So maybe you stay 3 months in one location, which obviously lowers some transportation costs, and then you can bring down some of those costs, and you can offer it to a more diverse group of people, which is definitely our goal. But that, I think that's a little bit down the road.
You all are not the only company that does something like this. And, you know, there's this Gallup poll that says 43% of Americans spent some time working remotely. How do you see this market, you know, a year out, 5 years out, and what kind of a business move does that mean for you guys?
You're right. There are other companies doing it. But currently, it's still such a niche space, right? There's such a small percentage of the people who could be doing this that are doing it. So there's still a lot of market share to be taken up that way. And then if you look at some of these other markets in these other countries, like the EU, like the UK, like Australia, there's almost no market penetration in those places. And they have a lot of young professionals who work for progressive companies and could do something like this. And they have no idea that this isn't even an option. So I think that there's space for us to grow with this core product. But I think more importantly, I think the future is kind of expanding into different verticals and kind of going more into the corporate integration route where we're kind of dealing directly with HR managers at companies of all different sizes to try to integrate this more into their HR platform and maybe have this be something that is offered as a benefit.
All right. There is a part of me, the sort of grumpy Gen X part of me, that looks at this and says, ugh. Spoiled millennials want to travel around the world, work remotely, and have everything be perfect. Do you guys get that reaction?
From grumpy Gen Xers?
Yes.
You mean? Yes, of course, all the time. No, we get that reaction from grumpy everybody, right? And look, I understand where the sentiment is coming from. But I think that there's a lot of misinformation out there about millennials and what they want and what motivates them and what makes them tick, right? We live in a world now where it's not about, I mean, you used to hear even 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you used to hear about work-life balance, right? What does that mean? I don't know what that is. I think a lot of people don't know what that is. We live in a connected world. I think it's work-life integration now, right? And so everything is connected, everything's integrated. And so you kind of have to look at that work-life integration and say, okay, my work and my life are going to be integrated regardless. So how can I make this something where I'm still working, I'm still progressing my career, but I'm not missing out on some of the great experiences of life. And I feel like I'm meeting new people and I'm growing personally and I'm understanding the world and all this stuff. So it's not about, hey, we just want to travel and party, have a good time. It's about what makes millennials tick. And it's not so much the financial stability. It's not 401k matching. It's they feel connected to the world and the world's calling and they feel like these global citizens. And there's some good, wholesome things behind this kind of push to travel and explore and be part of a bigger thing that isn't just a kind of a selfish one-off act.
Nathan Yates, founder and attorney for WeRoam, thank you very much.
Thank you, Lizzie.